Here's an audio test for game number four between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Salem Red Sox. It's an audio test for microphone number two as the Cannonballers and the Red Sox face off on this Friday evening. We welcome you into a beautiful Friday night at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the 38 and 46 Kannapolis Cannonballers will face off against the 44 and 40 Salem Red Sox in game four of this six-game series. Hello, my name is Andy Lowe, and we welcome you inside Marvel Superheroes Nights Villain Reigns, and a lot of fans here view the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the villains in tonight's game, but let's get you the starting lineup for the Cannonballers as they try to even up the series tonight. It'll start off with the shortstop number one, Wilbur Sanchez, followed by second baseman number 12, Andy Atwood. Hitting three in the order, it's the first baseman number 25, DJ Gladney, followed by the cleanup hitter number 38, number seven, Wilfred Vuraz. The catcher, number 17, Colby Smelly, bats the 5 spot, while the designated hitter tonight, it's number 31, Samuel Polanco. He bats 6. Meanwhile, 7 spot in the order, left fielder number 21, Benjamin Bailey, followed by right fielder number 2, Logan Glass, and then closing up the order, it's center fielder number 4, James Beard. Pitcher on the mound tonight for the Salem Red Sox, number 17, right-handed pitcher Juan Encarnacion. It's his 16th start of the season, 17th appearance on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. He's got a win-loss record of 5-4 with an ERA of a 4.75. He has worked 66 and one-thirds innings of work, allowing 67 hits, 35 earned runs. He has only walked 23 opposing batters and has struck out 77 on the season. Can't get much better than that when it comes to the ratio. And opponents hit 259 against Salem's number 17. Well, stepping up to the plate is Sanchez on the rubber is Encarnacion. And we are underway at Salem. First pitch fouled back into the netting for strike number 1. 7:08 p.m. is our first pitch time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Great crowd today on this Friday night. Fans still filing into their seats as the 0-1 pitch is a fastball down the middle for a called strike number 2. Partly cloudy skies, 86 degrees at Salem, Virginia tonight. Not much wind as American flag is still out in center field. And Encarnacion starts off the night with a strikeout swinging by Wilbur Sanchez. And the leadoff batter for the Kannapolis Cannonballers is retired yet again. He drops to 0-10 on the series so far for the Cannonballers. So one up, one down for Juan Encarnacion. And we move down the order to second baseman number 12, Andy Atwood. Encarnacion's first pitch spikes him by home plate for ball number 1. First one we've seen Encarnacion miss the zone on today. If you guys are just tuning in, it's 0-0 top of the first inning. One away between Kannapolis and Salem. A fastball by Encarnacion. 2 inside for ball number 2. Salem Red Sox defense today. Keir Meredith out of left field. Carson Simas at center field. And out and right, it is Eduardo Lopez. A 2-0 count. Encarnacion kicks and deals. And Atwood can't catch up to the high heats at 91 miles per hour and drops down 2-1 in the count. Meanwhile, for the infield, Blaze Jordan at third base today. Edison Paulino at shortstop. That's a left side of the infield. 2-1 pitch to Atwood. Cranked up to the left side, and it's caught by Edison Paulino for a line drive out. 2 up, 2 down for Encarnacion and the Red Sox. Reading out the rest of the defense today, it is Bringer Bonassi at second base. Tyler Miller at the other corner at first base. And behind the dish tonight, it is Jonathan Diaz. Has not played at home yet this season, making his home debut today. So, 2 away, we move down to DJ Gladney, who watches the first pitch get called strike number 1 on the outside half. Gladney's been a great batter so far this series for Kannapolis, 3 of 10 with a pair of RBIs. 0-1 pitch, another called strike number 2 on the outside edge. This one a breaker from Encarnacion. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, 401 to straightaway center. Here's the 0-2 pitch, slider misses away, and the count works to 1-2. Game 4 of the series between Salem and Kannapolis. Red Sox lead the series 2-1 with a pair of 3-2 victories. 1-2 pitch to Gladney. This is cranked up the middle, trying to go to green grass, and the diving catch can't be made as it lands in front of Carson Simas. So Gladney will get aboard with a 2-out single, and the Salem Red Sox center fielder Simas laid full out to try to make that grab to close off the inning. It hit off the lip of his glove and popped right in front of him, but a great effort by the center fielder. But alas, it's the first base hit of the game, and it belongs to DJ Gladney. So to the cleanup hitter we go with Wilfred Vuraz, whose first pitch is upstairs for ball number 1. 13 home runs, 45 RBIs this season with a .240 batting average. Vuraz has added 4 RBIs to his name this week, most importantly in that 11-2 win back on Wednesday for Kannapolis. 1-0 pitch, and Vuraz will swing and miss as it hits the glove of Diaz for strike number 1. 4 of 12 so far this week. Mentioned the 4 RBIs, 2 runs as well to his name. He's got a 1-1 count as Encarnacion takes a look at first and now kicks and deals as Veras pops us up behind us here at the press box for strike number two. You're checking out on MILB.TV. It's an all-Marvel night between Salem and Kannapolis. We'll get into the jerseys later, but Salem wearing more of the villain side as the 1-2 pitch will swing and foul tip into the glove of Diaz for the second strikeout of the night for Encarnacion, and we're through the first half inning in tonight's game. 0-0 is the score. Our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense when we come back for the bottom of the first right here from Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, 0-0 is our score between Kannapolis and Salem. Let's get you the Red Sox starting lineup today. It starts off with the shortstop, number 9, Edison Paulino, followed by second baseman, number 19, Brayer Benazzi. Tonight's designated hitter for the Red Sox, it's number 10, Marcelo Meyer, and he bats third in the order. While hitting cleanup, it's the third baseman, number 24, Blaze Jordan. First baseman and wearing number 14, Tyler Miller, bats fifth, while the right fielder, number 15, Eduardo Lopez, bats sixth. Center fielder, number 16, Carson Simas, bats seventh. And then two debut performances in this series today. Catcher, number 25, Jonathan Diaz, bats eighth. And then batting ninth, it's the left fielder, number 1, in Keir Meredith. We're underway for the bottom of the first inning. Paulino's first pitch is a chopper towards the right side, but Atwood gets it cleanly and makes a throw to first for out number 1. One pitch, one out for Jorge Vera, the number 5 prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization, according to MLB.com, is making a 6th start of the season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Brayer Benazzi making his way down into the batter's box will take the left-handed side against the right-handed pitcher of Vera. Was able to get the first out off of one pitch, and now a strike down the middle at 88 miles per hour to make the count go 0-1. So Vera started off 2022 in the Arizona League with the rookie-level Chicago White Sox level of the organization as the 0-1 pitch of Benassi's fouled straight back into the screen for strike number 2. And ever since he has come up to Kannapolis, he has an 0-1 record, but an ERA of a 1.98, 13 and two-thirds innings of work, allowing 9 hits and 3 earned runs, as Benassi will be called on a strike number 3, a breaking ball into the zone, and Vera has his first strikeout of the night. It's 2 up and 2 down in the bottom of the first. 0-0 is our score. Kannapolis and Salem just getting underway at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Marcelo Meyer will make his way down into the batter's box. A little bit more on Vera. He's only walked 7 batters this season and now has struck out 19. Opponent's batting average, a 180 coming into the day. First pitch of the at-bat, a fastball that misses upstairs for ball number 1. Jorge Vera, according to MLB.com, is the highest-touted prospect on this Kannapolis Cannonballers side. As the 1-0 pitch to Marcelo Meyer is a called strike number 1 by our home plate umpire, Chad Patterson. Making a second appearance behind the plate this series, while Elliot Melton is out the base paths. 1-1 count to Meyer, and goes to the breaking ball. This is as high and inside for ball number 2. The next best on this Kannapolis side when it comes to prospects is number 6 with Wes Kath. Not in the lineup tonight for for Kannapolis. 2-1 pitch to Marcella Meyer. There's a shot straight back just to her left and off the suite just next door here at the press box for strike number two. Well, Marcella Meyer has a 3-8 stat line this series with a home run with two runs shot for both his RBIs. They came on Tuesday night. 2-2 pitch, and Meyer will swing at a pitch into the dirt, and he misses it all for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs by Vera to get out of the frame, and after one at Salem, we are scoreless for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Colby Smelly will lead things off when we come back on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. Scoreless start between Kannapolis and Salem through one inning of play as we sit 0-0 with Colby Smelly set to lead things off as the first pitch from Encarnacion, a fastball that runs away for ball number one. So it's the 5-6-7 part of the order for the Cannonballers with Samuel Polanco and Benjamin Bailey also to set to bat here in the second. Smelly grounded towards the left side will start off foul, but end up fair by the time that third baseman Blaze Jordan is able to scoop it up. So 1-1 count for Colby Smelly. So mentioned early in the broadcast, an all-Marvel night when it comes to uniforms as you check out Colby Smelly moving back to the batter's box on MILB.TV. Kannapolis is wearing a Captain Marvel-inspired uniform today. So a pretty cool design, got the almost that rainbow colors on the uniform with the yellow numbering on the back of the uniform. 1-1 count to Smelly, and he'll take the pitch for called strike number two. Check out the front of the uniform. I think they just have the Captain Marvel logo. But the gray baseball plants repping alongside that very colorful Captain Marvel uniform. 1-2 pitch from Encarnacion. Smelly fouls his towards the backstop, and the count stays at 1-2. Meanwhile, for the Salem Red Sox, it's a villain's reign portion of their Marvel superhero nights. We had the superhero side earlier on in the season, back in our six-game series against the Fredericksburg Nationals back in late June. Tonight it's all about the villains. 1-2 pitch, and Smelly will pop this up down the right field side, and it will get into the pavilion, and the count stays at 1-2. For the Salem Red Sox, though, they have more of a Thanos-themed uniform, with the red Red Sox going across the front of the uniform and white lettering on the back. Or should I say black lettering on the back. 1-2 pitch, who will miss low and away for ball number two. They actually have the white baseball pants alongside the uniform today. Both teams sticking with their traditional caps, though. 2-2 is the count. Colby Smelly in the battle against Encarnacion pitches away. Swung on and missed for strike number three. And Encarnacion starts off the second inning exactly how he closed off the first with a swinging strikeout. 0-0 is our score between Kannapolis and Salem. And now we'll get to see Samuel Polanco, the designated hitter for Kannapolis, take on the left-handed batter's box. So far in the Carolina League this season, we have seen some teams that have had some great left-handed batters as the first pitch is a three bouncer over to Bonazzi and a perfect feel and throw to Tyler Miller for out number two. But not so much with the Kannapolis side. They only have two left-handed hitters in their position players, which are catchers, infielders, and outfielders. We just saw Polanco ground out. The other one is Wes Kath, who we mentioned earlier, is not in the lineup today for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So two away in the second, and now Benjamin Bailey at the plate takes the first pitch, a fastball 92 miles per hour for a called strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Encarnacion, and Bailey will pop this up out towards right field. Lopez will trot on in and just to his left, and he makes the grab for out number three. A 1-2-3 inning from Encarnacion in the Red Sox, and we sit at a 0-0 game as we move to the bottom of the second. Middle of the order coming up next for Salem. It's Blaze Jordan, Tyler Miller, and Eduardo Lopez up next here from Salem. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the second inning, a 0-0 game between the Cannonballers and the Red Sox as Blaze Jordan steps in the batter's box. First pitch by Vera will go low off the zone for ball number one. Good start to the night for Norhe Vera, the right-handed pitcher for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A 1-2-3 inning, which consists of back-to-back strikeouts by Brandon Bonazzi and Marcelo Meyer to close off the frame. 1-0 pitch to Jordan, fastball that will catch the zone for a called strike number one. The cleanup hitter for the Red Sox is 2 of 11 so far this series with a triple and a double. He's set to lead off this frame and try to become the first base runner for Salem tonight. 1-1 pitch, Jordan slow chopper down the left side. It will bounce foul, and the count goes to 1-2. Meanwhile, let's take a look at the Kannapolis Cannonballers lineup today. Benjamin Bailey is out at left field, James Beard at center field, and Logan Glass out in right. Wilfred Verraz at third base, while Wilbur Sanchez is at shortstop, Andy Atwood at second, and DJ Gladney at first base. 1-2 pitch by Vera. Blaze Jordan check swing, and the slider misses a low for ball number two. Meanwhile, catching tonight, it's Colby Smelly, the other half of the battery, with Norhe Vera on the mound. 2-2 is the count to Jordan. Vera steps in, and Jordan will swing and miss for strike number three. Make that three straight punch-outs by Norhe Vera, and he starts off the second inning with a swinging strikeout to Jordan. We mentioned Vera still looking for that first win of the season, and he's on his way to doing so right now, the way that he has been on this mound. We haven't really get to see much work from him in his starts. As the first pitch of the at-bat to Tyler Miller misses low and inside at 95 miles per hour for ball one. Miller, 2 of 7 in the series, had a big game yesterday for the Red Sox, went 2 of 4 with a pair of singles. 1-0 pitch to Miller, fastball high and inside at 95 for ball two. Yeah, so in only the five starts that Vera has made for Kannapolis, he's only pitched 13 and two-thirds innings of work, which is around like two and a third. 2-0 pitch to Miller, fouled up, coming towards our way, and just a little short of the press box as Miller's foul ball will make the count go 2-1. 0-0 is our score between Kannapolis and Salem. A gorgeous Friday night at the ballpark. 2-1 pitch to Miller, and the slider misses inside at 81 for ball number three. And now a hitter's pitch coming up for Miller. Three-one count. Vera steps in. Miller will take it. It's a called strike two on the inside corner. Miller was in position to loosen up his shin guard and jog down to first, but instead, a full count coming his way. Vera trying to get his fourth straight strikeout against a Salem Red Sox batter. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Miller pops his up towards the left side. Might be playable as Vera's moving out towards the netting, and it gets into the seats, and Miller can take a sigh of relief. Not too many clouds in the sky today. Shade starting to creep into the ballpark as well as the 3-2 pitch goes low for ball number four, and Miller will be the first base runner of the night for the Red Sox with a walk with one away here in the second. Good patient at-bat for Tyler Miller, and he is rewarded with a free pass to first base. And with Eduardo Lopez coming up, he will try to build off a successful night on his end as well. Two extra base hits for Salem yesterday. A triple and a double, and the first pitch he sees is fouled straight back towards our direction but over our heads for strike number one. Lopez, the other switch hitter for the Salem Red Sox, also in the left-handed batter's box. We saw Brian Bonassi take that as well against the right-handed pitcher Vera. He's down 0-1 in the count, pitches away to Lopez, fast and inside, and hits off the glove of Smelly and rolls off to the right side. And Miller takes off for second with the advancement on the pass ball. So the Red Sox have a runner in scoring position after Smelly couldn't reach over and catch the pitch on his backhand side, and it hit off the glove and rolled out towards the right, and Miller didn't even need to slide into second base the amount of time he had to get there. So the Red Sox looking to strike first today as it's a 0-0 ball game. It's a 1-1 pitch to Lopez, busted bat on the grounder towards the right side, backhand play by Gladney, throw back over to first is made as Vera is able to tag the bag for out number two. Miller is now at third base after moving on the fielder's choice. So with two outs, the Red Sox leading run is 90 feet away at third base. And Carson Simas, who returns to the lineup, looks to try to get his first base hit of the week. First pitch to Carson Simas is a fastball that misses away for ball number one. Simas does not have a hit this series, nor an on-base appearance, but you know what he does have? An RBI. A sacrifice fly in the second inning back on Tuesday brought in the game-winning run for the Red Sox. 1-0 pitch to Simas, another fastball that misses way outside for ball number two. Although it's quote-unquote game-winning run, it did come in the second inning. That was a third one for the Red Sox, and that's all they needed to get it past Kannapolis on game one of the series. A couple fastballs that missed outside. The count is 2-0 for Simas. Vera steps in, and his fastball misses low for ball number three. That pitch was also away a bit, so Vera having a hard time bringing the pitches into the zone with the batter Carson Simas. The Salem center fielder is hitting 178 this season for the Red Sox with one home run and 14 RBIs. 3-0 pitch by Vera, fastball right down the middle, and Simas watched it the whole way for a called strike one. There's Tyler Miller, third base, eager to come home and score. Has not scored yet this series for the Red Sox, but it's been great to get on base these last two nights. Hitter's pitch for Simas, and he'll take a big hack on it, and it can't catch up to the 94-mile-per-hour fastball as it's into the glove of Smelly for strike number two. So back-to-back strikes by Vera has made this at-bat interesting. The count is now full for Carson Simas. Big breath by Vera, the step in and delivery, and the fastball is off the plate for ball number four, and Simas gets aboard with a free pass. So Carson Simas' at-bat got a little dangerous, but he found a way to get aboard, and now runners on the corners for the Salem Red Sox with Miller at third base and Simas at first. And we now see Cameron Seester, should I say John Ely, the pitching coach of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, make his way down to talk with the entire infield, but specifically starting pitcher number 20, Jorge Vera. Retired the first four batters of the game today, including three strikeouts, but he has walked two of the last three batters. And those are the players that currently occupy the bases. Miller at third base and Simas at first. And now we'll see Jonathan Diaz, the catcher for the Salem Red Sox, in his first at-bat at home this year. And what an opportunity for Jonathan Diaz. And that's a chance to drive in the game's first run, as Jorge Vera's first pitch will get past the catcher of Smelly. And coming home is Miller, and he scores to make it a 1-0 game as the Red Sox strike first in Salem. Moving to the second base is Simas. We check out the replay, pitch low and inside, and once again, Smelly just couldn't get the glove over to the backhand side to make the stop. And that takes a little bit of pressure off of Diaz, as he doesn't have to worry about opening up the offense in the game, but he would still love to get the Salem Red Sox first base hit and extend this lead. 1-0 pitch to Diaz. This one goes high, and it goes over the glove of Smelly into the netting, and now Simas is into third. A few pitches have just missed the glove of Smelly, and in total, the Red Sox have been able to advance three bases off these two pitches by Vera. So the battery talks a little bit over now, as Vera and Smelly want to make sure they're on the right ends of communication. Salem with the 1-0 lead over Kannapolis. First time they have striked first onto the scoreboard since Tuesday night. 2-0 pitch to Diaz is a fastball high and inside for ball number three. And now Vera just seems to be all over the place with his pitches. Another at-bat that goes 3-0. And Diaz hasn't had to sweat one bit. Vera with a long look in, the kick and the delivery, and this fastball is a called strike number one at 95 miles per hour. For those that may not know, Jonathan Diaz was an international free agent signee in the 2017 calendar year. He was born on July 7th in 1999, so the 23-year-old catcher for the Salem Red Sox. 3-1 pitch to Diaz, fastball above the letters for ball number four, and now Diaz gets a free pass to first base, and once again, the Red Sox have runners on the corners. Well, it hasn't been anything flashy in the second inning, but for Salem, it's been able to give themselves a 1-0 lead and has put themselves in a good position to possibly open up the doors of this matchup. As now the number nine hitter in Keir Meredith comes to the plate. Two outs in the inning. First pitch to Meredith. A fastball that misses inside at 94 for ball number one. Haven't seen Keir Meredith this series, but he did go 1-6 in the doubleheader against the Delmarva Shorebirds back on Sunday, July 10th. 1-0 pitch to Meredith, and the fastball, I believe, was inside for ball number two. Don't know if it was foul tipped or not. Dead ball was called by the home plate umpire, Chad Patterson. But the count appears to be 1-1. So foul ball there by Meredith. It was a check swing by Salem's number one, and now the 1-1 pitch will get past Smelly and rolls up the first baseline, and Sima scores from third, Diaz in the second, and off a few pass balls, the Salem Red Sox lead 2-0. Well, this one, another fastball that goes inside, and Smelly couldn't come over, and he kicked it up down the first baseline a bit, so it was going to be a tough play for Kannapolis' number 17. But that has been the narrative in this bottom of the second inning. Too many balls have gone away from Colby Smelly, and too many have been put off to the side for the catcher. So Diaz in the scoring position, 2-1 pitch to Merritt, and this is fouled off the end of the barrel for strike number two. So Red Sox enjoying a nice early 2-0 lead. In last night's 3-2 win for the Red Sox, the biggest margin between the both sides was one run for the entire night. It was one of the most competitive games we have seen all season long. 2-2 pitch to Meredith, and the breaking ball gets him looking for strike number three, and now put an end to the inning. So a strikeout by Norivera ends the second, but the Salem Red Sox find a way to score some runs on pass balls, including this one by Carson Simas as he scores from third to make it a 2-0 game. Top of the third inning, up next here from Salem. The Red Sox lead by two. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox lead 2-0 after several amount of pass balls by the battery of Jorge Vera, and the catcher Colby Smelly brings around not only the first baseman to score, Tyler Miller, but then Carson Simas as well to make it a 2-0 lead into the third. So we'll see if Kannapolis is able to find any offense as we move into this third inning of play. Logan Glass is going to lead things off, as well as James Beard, and then back to the top of the order with Wilbur Sanchez. Encarnacion out for another inning of work, and his first pitch, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball, goes low and outside for ball number one. Glass is 0-7 so far this series, only one on-base appearance with the walk, and the count's now at 1-1 after a fastball is called strike number one on the outside edge. Logan Glass went from the AAA Charlotte affiliate of the Chicago White Sox down here to the Single-A affiliate back on July 6th, and Glass will go down 1-2 in the count. So Encarnacion, the kick and the deal, and Glass will swing and miss for strike number three. Another punch out for Encarnacion, and he starts off the third inning with retiring Logan Glass at the plate for the fourth time this series. So our last batter that we have yet to see for Kannapolis in today's game, the number nine hitter of center fielder number four, James Beard at the plate. Took the last two games off for Kannapolis, and the first pitch is a fastball that's a called strike number one on the inside edge. Beard had a tough go in that 3-2 win for Salem back on Tuesday and into Wednesday, as he went 0-4 with three strikeouts, and he finds himself down 0-2 in the count after fouling off the second pitch. So Beer down 0-2, base paths clear for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and the 0-2 pitch goes high and inside for ball number one. Another fastball from Encarnacion at 90 miles per hour. The Kannapolis center fielder, a 176 hitter on the season with four home runs and 15 RBIs. 1-2 pitch called strike three with the 79-mile breaker on the outside edge. Back-to-back punchouts from Encarnacion, and it's two up, two down to start off the third. So we will get Wilbur Sanchez for the second time today. He struck out swinging back in the first inning on three pitches from Encarnacion. And his first pitch goes high and outside. And credit to Diaz to gain the glove over and making the catch. Make sure it doesn't get into the backstop. So 1-0 is the count. Encarnacion kicks and deals. And Sanchez will have some great eyes and watch that one just miss off the plate for ball number two. Here comes a 2-0 pitch from Encarnacion, a fastball that misses low and away at 91, and the count's 3-0 for Sanchez. First time through the order, Encarnacion played a gem. Five strikeouts against Kannapolis, only gave up one base hit, a DJ Gladney single. Here comes a 3-0 pitch from Encarnacion, and it's right down the middle for strike number one. Don't know if it was a check swing there from Wilbur Sanchez who got the call, but I'm just guessing. And it was into the zone. 3-1 pitch to Sanchez. This one is not in the zone as it goes low and away for ball number four. Now Sanchez hustling down the first baseline was maybe thinking trying to get to two. So Diaz sprints out and retrieves the baseball before Sanchez is able to advance into scoring position. So the first walk given up by the pitcher of Encarnacion tonight. And now we move down to Andy Atwood with two away here in the third. 2-0 Salem. A big lead by Sanchez at first. Atwood showing bunt and pulls back on a pitch down the middle for a strike one call. Red Sox scoring both of their runs in the bottom of the second inning. Tyler Miller and Carson Cima scoring on pass balls. And it may have not been the sexiest way for the Red Sox to score as a pickoff attempt back at first is not in time as Miller's tag is just a little bit too late on Wilbur Sanchez. Elliot Melton was there for the call. He is standing in between first and second base, kind of overshadowing the pitcher's mound. But for Sanchez, that was a really close play back at the bag at first. 0-1 count, and Encarnacion checks over again, and Melton says he is safe. So Encarnacion goes back-to-back for his two pickoff attempts. So now Sanchez is in the clear for pickoff attempts at least with this at-bat to Andy Atwood, who is down 0-1 in the count. Encarnacion deals, and Atwood will foul this off his right leg, and the count drops to 0-2. Took a bounce off the plate, hit that back leg of Andy Atwood. And now Kannapolis' number 12 finds himself in a little bit of a hole. 0-1 so far today. Atwood will swing and miss for strike number three, and it'll put an end to the third inning. So the Cannonballers strand one base runner here in the third inning and cannot cut in to their two-run deficit. It remains Salem 2, Kannapolis 0 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to this presentation of Salem Red Sox baseball. 2-0, Red Sox lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the top of the order is due up in this third inning for Salem. Edison Paulino, Brayan Bonassi, and Marcelo Meyer. First pitch to Paulino, a called strike number one as Jorge Vera is back on the mound for Kannapolis. A rough second inning as he gives up two runs, but starts off the inning strong with a strike number one. And now a pitch that goes low for ball number one with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Believe it or not, Salem does lead 2-0 over Kannapolis, but the Red Sox have yet to find a base hit on the day. Three walks back in that second. 1-1 pitch to Paulino way upstairs for ball number two. So Vera's inconsistency showed in that second inning. Pitches were everywhere. I mean, he had three walks, two strikeouts in the frame. So we'll get to see what number 20 can deliver here in the third. 2-1 breaking ball drops into the zone for a called strike two, and Paulino can hardly believe it. The count goes 2-2 for Paulino. Grounded out towards the second baseman of Atwood in his first at-bat. 2-2 pitch for Paulino. He will swing and miss for strike number three. And for Jorge Vera, that it's his fifth punch-out of the day. Both starting pitchers absolutely dealing at the mound when you take a look at the strikeouts. Juan Encarnacion, six punch-outs so far today through three innings of work. And Jorge Vera is not too far behind with five through 2 1/3 innings of work. Brayan Bonassi at the plate, he struck him out last time up, but fires a first pitch ball that goes above the zone at 93. He went down looking on a fastball pitch, this time a breaker by Vera, but that hits off the glove. It was off the plate anyways for ball number two. So the Red Sox enjoying a 2-0 lead over Kannapolis. Their largest lead over Kannapolis this series has only been three runs as the 2-0 pitch is a fastball inside for ball number three. Meanwhile, for the Cannonballers, the best game they looked was definitely on Wednesday afternoon in their 7-inning, 11-2 victory over the Salem side. 3-0 pitch by Bonassi, and this one's low and inside for ball number four. And on four straight pitches, Vera walks Bonassi, and the second baseman for Salem is aboard for the first time today. So one out in the inning, Marcelo Meyer now at the plate for the Salem Red Sox. Struck out swinging in the first inning to put a close to the first. But looks to try to do a much better job here in the third. Bonassi with a little lead at first base. First pitch, fastball inside, and Meyer has to get out of the way on that 92-mile-per-hour heater that was going low towards the knees. It seems as if Vera's release point seems to be heading towards that left-handed batter's box so many times, which is difficult for the right-handed catcher of Smelly. Now the 1-0 breaker is into the zone for a called strike number one as it locks up Meyer. Kannapolis is currently tied for the lead in the Carolina League South Division with a 12-6 record. They're joined alongside the Columbia Fireflies at the top of the division as Meyer is locked up again for a breaking ball that catches the bottom half for strike number two. Believe it or not, Kannapolis was fifth in the Carolina League first half standings, and Columbia was sixth, but they have turned around the second half of the season as Meyer's patience just pays off there as the fastball misses outside for ball number two. Not by much with that 94-mile-per-hour heater as the count works back to even. Bonassi at first base, Gladney covering the bag. He takes off, 2-2 pitch into the dirt, and it's swung on and missed for strike number three, but the throw down to second is over the glove of Sanchez out towards center. So Bonassi picks up the stolen base, but Marcelo Meyer goes down at the plate, and it's a sixth strikeout of the day for Vera. Throw by Smelly was up a little too high and over to the right side for the shortstop, so he tried to make an attempt on the ball, but also had to leap over the sliding Bonassi and just never really got a good feel of the baseball. So with two outs, the Red Sox have a runner in scoring position, and Blaze Jordan steps in the batter's box. First pitch, fastball on called strike number one on the outside half. So Kannapolis is trying to find a way to separate themselves by Columbia as we're about less than two months left in the season. 0-1 pitch by Vera, and this fastball misses outside the plate for ball number one. The third place team is the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who have a 9-9 record, but they won the first half of the season. So realistically, their separation is with the next best team, which are the Charleston River Dogs, who have struggled in the second half. Only an 8-9 record. 1-1 pitch to Jordan. That catches the zone for a called strike two. Another fastball by Vera, and Jordan's down 1-2 in the count. There's a few of those fastballs that are Jordan probably just believes are just a little bit off to the plate, and he hasn't bit on one of them yet. Down 1-2 in the count, pitches away. Jordan pops his up towards right field, moving back and find the sunlight a bit is going to be Glass, but he gets underneath of it to make the grab for out number three. So the Salem Red Sox do get a runner in scoring position, but they strand Brayer Bonassi at second base and are unable to add on to their lead. So it stays Salem 2, Kannapolis 0. Top of the fourth inning up next here from Salem. We're into the middle innings at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox hold on to a 2-0 lead over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Juan Encarnacion against the heart of the order here in the fourth with DJ Gladney starting things off with a called strike one on the bottom half. It's Gladney, Veras, and Smelly. 3-4-5 part of the order as the 0-1 pitch to Gladney is popped up down the first base side and into the seats for strike number two. Gladney is the game's only base hit, a single that came back in the first inning. And here's the 0-2 pitch to Gladney. This will be a chopper down the third base side, and it will go foul, and the count will stay at 0-2. Here comes the kick and the delivery by Encarnacion. The fastball misses upstairs for ball number one. Gladney had that single, and he was the only base runner for Kannapolis up until about two outs in the third inning where Wilbur Sanchez was walked aboard. 1-2 pitch, Gladney will pop this up out towards right field, and Eduardo Lopez will work his way to the left and camp underneath of it and make the catch for out number one. So Gladney is put aside to start off the fourth, and we now move down to Wilfred Veras. 0-1 today. He struck out swinging back in the first inning, which put an end to that first frame of the ballgame. And Encarnacion kicks, and this first pitch is a hard chopper and a good scoop by Blaze Jordan on the glove side, and the throw to Miller is just as nice for out number two. Another solid start by Juan Encarnacion to start off an inning of work. He has gone two up, two down to start off each inning in tonight's contest, which is just a great position you want to be at as a pitcher, having no base runners aboard with two outs. So now Colby Smelly at the plate. First pitch, this will be a breaking ball that misses low for ball number one. Smelly led off the second inning. He went down swinging the batter's box. Encarnacion, six punch outs through 3 2/3. And this 1-0 pitch is a fastball that misses upstairs for ball number two. So believe it or not, the Red Sox don't have a base hit today, but they do lead 2-0 over Kannapolis. 2-0 pitch. This is a fastball that's in the inside edge for a called strike number one. Checking out the Kannapolis Cannonballers themed Captain Marvel jersey. They got the Cannonballer logo on the right side of the uniform as the 2-1 pitch, a slider that misses away, and Smelly doesn't bite on it, so the count goes to 3-1. Hitter's pitch for Smelly, trying to get aboard for the first time on the evening. And Encarnacion kicks and deals a 3-1, and it's fouled into the netting for strike number two. So 3 balls and 2 strikes for the Kannapolis catcher, who returns to the lineup today for the Cannonballers, third appearance in the 4 games that we have played so far this week. Payoff pitch coming up. Encarnacion on the kick and the deal, and Smelly will watch it go above the zone for ball number four. And another 2-out walk by Kannapolis gets Smelly aboard. So now it's Samuel Polanco, the designated hitter for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as they try to get some offense going. And they've only been able to get a base runner as far as first base so far today. And Polanco's showing bunt on the first pitch. And he pulls back as the slider misses away for ball number one. Polanco grounded out towards Bringer Bonassi back in the second inning. An 0-1 start for Polanco. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to the DH. And a big swing and a miss on the 91-mile-per-hour fastball. And the count works itself back to even. 1 ball, 1 strike. A runner on first base in the form of Colby Smelly, who was walked on a full count pitch in the previous at-bat. 1-1 pitch over to Polanco, and this is going to be a breaker that misses inside and low for ball number two. 2 of 7 in the series coming in today with a pair of doubles and an RBI for Polanco. Both those hits came in their 11-2 win back on Wednesday. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Encarnacion, and another big hack by Polanco as he can't catch up with the fastball. This one registering at 90 miles per hour, and it's a 2-2 count. Juices wild here in the top of the fourth inning, and this 2-0 Salem lead. Encarnacion checks back over at first base, but Miller never got a good tag down on Smelly, who slides in safe. Miller protecting the bag, every infielder standing in their normal positions. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, Polanco swinging on the high heat and missing for strike number three. Make that 7 for Juan Encarnacion for strikeouts tonight. And it keeps it a 2-0 ball game as they strand the runner Colby Smelly at first. When we come back, it's going to be the Salem Red Sox 5-6-7 part of the order. They produced the magic last time up. We'll see if they can do it again here in the fourth. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning. It's the Salem Red Sox 2. It's a Kannapolis Cannonballer 0. As coming out for another inning of work is Jorge Vera, as he will go against Miller, Lopez, and Seamus. Vera will step in and deliver the first pitch as Miller pops it up to the left side as it gets out of play for strike number one. Okay, so during the middle of the fourth inning, a very weird situation was happening for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Vera worked himself back out towards the mound as the 0-1 pitch is away and Miller hot shot over by the Kannapolis dugout. And luckily, they were not pressed up against the dugout as it avoided all the Cannonballers. So no one is hurt on the play as the count goes to 0-2. But also coming out of the bullpen was Halen Green, the left-handed pitcher for Kannapolis. 0-2 pitch to Miller. He will swing and miss for strike number three. And Vera is able to start off the inning with a swing and strikeout on Miller. And now it appears that we're going to go to the left-handed pitcher of Halen Green. But both pitchers came out to the mound at the same time. And it was a little miscommunication between the Kannapolis staff of who was actually going to start off the inning. Well, obviously, was going to be Jorge Vera. He gets a strikeout to start off the frame. And then now we hand the ball over to Halen Green in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Vera is able to go off on a high note with a swinging strikeout to Miller. And now Green is going to come in and try to keep this a 2-0 game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We will step aside here on MILB.TV. One away in the bottom of the fourth. It's the Red Sox 2, the Cannonballers 0. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the fourth inning, and Halen Green is the new pitcher in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as there is one out in the inning. So, starting off the inning was Jorge Vera, and he struck out Tyler Miller swinging. And then when Lopez came out, they made a change in the pitching department, and Green's first pitch of the night is a strike down the middle for a called strike number one. 3 1/3 innings of work for Vera, allowing zero hits but two earned runs, walking four batters and striking out seven as Green goes with the breaker as it misses off the plate for ball number one. So Lopez is 0-1 today, grounded out to a fielder's choice back in the second inning. And he takes on the right-handed batter's box as the 1-1 pitches into the zone for strike number two. So switch hitter with the Salem Red Sox, batting the left-handed side against the right-handed pitcher of Vera, but Green, who checks into the game, a left-handed pitcher for Kannapolis. And Lopez is in the right-handed batter's box, who fires a fastball upstairs and wide for ball number two. Halen Green is making his 25th appearance out of the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, a 0-0 record with a 3.55 ERA on the season. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's going to be a sinker that misses inside for ball number three. And the first at-bat today for Halen Green has gone full against Lopez. Payoff pitch, Green steps into it, Lopez will pop this up out towards left center field, moving in is Bailey, and he makes the catch in stride for out number two. Had to turn the wheels on for Kannapolis' number 21, but he's able to get to it in time and make it two outs in the frame. A little bit more on Halen Green. 38 innings of work this season, allowing 32 hits and 15 earned runs. He has walked 10 opposing batters and has struck out 38. And opponents hit 224 against the lefty as Simas will have a very slow swing and foul off the first pitch for strike number one. He started that swing and wasn't all too confident with it as he slowed it down but still made contact for strike number one. Simas walked back in the second inning and eventually scored off a pass ball during the at-bat of Keir Meredith, making a 2-0 ball game as the 0-1 count turns to a 1-1 count as Green's fastball misses off the plate. Base paths clear in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Red Sox lead the Cannonballers 2-0 on this Friday evening as the 1-1 pitch to Simas will miss just above the zone for ball number two. So we've reached that point of the night where we still have blue skies, but the sun is no longer beating down on the players as it's begun to set behind the mountains down in southwest Virginia. 2-1 pitch to Simas, a chopper that goes foul down the third base side and hits the fencing in front of the Salem Red Sox dugout. And the count goes to 2-2. Juices wild for Carson Simas. Canapolis looking to try to construct their second 1-2-3 inning of the night. Here's the pitch by Green. Simas, a swing and a miss into the glove. Off the foul tip, actually, by Simas. They get the first punch out of the night for Halen Green. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Canapolis Cannonballers, and we move into the fifth with the 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead. You are listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. It's the top of the fifth inning as the Red Sox hold a 2-0 lead over the Cannonballers as the 7-8-9 part of the order is due up for Canapolis. Benjamin Bailey first up at the plate, and this first pitch is fouled straight back over the screen for strike number one. An 0-1 night for Bailey, who popped up to Eduardo Lopez to close out the second inning. As the 0-1 pitch from Encarnacion swung on and missed for strike number two by Bailey. 1-8 so far in the series for the Cannonballers left fielder. Looking to try to get things going here in the fifth on a check swing foul ball, and that chopper rolls right by the Canapolis on deck circle, where it's currently occupied by Logan Glass, who is on deck. And then we'll also have James Beard, who is currently in the hole for the Cannonballers. 0-2 pitch, a Bailey chopper towards the left side. Two hopper to the backhand side of Pauliano to step in the first in time for the first out of the fifth. Well, in the top of the fifth inning, we'll look around the Carolina League and give you some score updates on how it's going across this Carolina League. All 12 teams in action tonight, including a doubleheader between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Augusta Green Jackets. As the first pitch is going to be blooped up, a shallow one to right field as it gets through Bringer Bonassi and lands in front of Eduardo Lopez right in a no-man's land for the one-out single, and it's a second base hit on the night for Kanapolis. Sometimes you just got to find the right area of the diamond, and that's exactly what Logan Glass did for his first base hit of the week. And it was a tough start for Kanapolis' right fielder, 0-8. With four strikeouts. The only time he's been able to get aboard was a walk earlier in the series, but that has to feel very refreshing for Glass as he gets aboard with that base hit. So we drop down to James Beard. He struck out looking back in the third inning as Encarnacion will step in. Beard showing bunt, and he holds it all the way through on a pitch that goes low for strike number one. Pitch may have been into the zone, but Chad Patterson pointed at Beard after the pitch hit the glove as Encarnacion pickoff attempt back at first base. Not in time as Glass slides in safe. So in the first game between Augusta and Fredericksburg, good news, Red Sox fans. The Green Jackets were able to take down the Nationals by that 9-4 final. And Augusta had a rough start to the second half of the season as Beard will swing and miss for strike number two. It was 3-11 through their first 14 games, but now they have won three straight games and have at least split the series against the Fredericksburg Nationals, who were red hot off the gate. Time is called by James Beard in the batter's box. Fredericksburg started off 13-2 through their first 15 games, and they were running away with this North Division. But the week that they have had down in North Augusta, South Carolina, has kind of made things a little tight as Beard will swing and miss on strike number three, and Encarnacion with the seventh punch out of the night, and it's good enough for the second out of the fifth. So the second time through the order was just as nice as the first time through the order for Juan Encarnacion. Only gives up one base hit, two walks in the time through, and one of those walks was the man who's in the batter box as we speak, with Wilbur Sanchez, who was 0-1 tonight with a walk back in the third. Glass with a little lead at first and now takes off. Pitch up high and inside for ball number one as Glass slides in safe before the tag by Brandon Bonassi was made. TS had a solid throw, but it was just off to the left side of the plate. And that gave Glass a little bit more time to slide in safely as Bonassi would have had to mail whole switch over from that right side of his body to the left side. So Glass gets the stolen base. He moves into scoring position, and now another pitch goes high to Sanchez for ball number two. First time Kanapolis has been able to get a runner in scoring position tonight as they trail 2-0 to the Salem Red Sox. 2-0 is the count. Sanchez with another lead in this at-bat, as the 2-0 pitch will miss low and outside for ball number three. For Logan Glass, you can make that now 8 of 8 on stolen bases this season for the Kanapolis right fielder. Sanchez up 3-0 in the count. And Encarnacion kicks and deals, and the fastball is in the zone for a called strike number one. In game two of that doubleheader, it is underway in the top of the second inning. Fredericksburg and Augusta tied up at one apiece. Augusta seeking to grab that series victory on Friday. 3-1 pitch to Sanchez, and he will hold on a fastball. That's a called strike two. So, Encarnacion using the fastball in his last two pitches, and he makes the count full. Takes a look at second as Encarnacion, and now fires away. And now Glass is caught up in a pickle. Throw to Bonassi. Back over to Jordan. And now Glass is running for his life as he is tagged by Blaze Jordan for the third out of the inning. Logan Glass is caught stealing. And that ends the top of the fifth inning. So don't have to worry about that full count delivery from Encarnacion as Wilbur Sanchez will now lead off the top of the sixth inning. But for the time being, it's Salem 2, Kanapolis 0, as we work into the bottom half of the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the fifth inning, Salem 2, Kannapolis 0. As time is called, as Kannapolis right fielder Logan Glass is jogging into the dugout as we speak. Trainer and manager Quiroz is coming out to check on Logan Glass as he is reaching towards that right leg as he hobbles into the dugout. So right now, Kannapolis with only eight position players, and Misael Gonzalez jogs out of the dugout and makes his way out towards right field. So Glass warmed up a bit out in right field. And then once the inning started, Glass was already at the right field foul line and was continuing to hobble towards the dugout. And apparently, something may have happened with Logan Glass with that pickle last time up. He was caught in the inning pickle back in the top of the fifth inning. So Misael Gonzalez, the next man up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and is now in right field as the first pitch by Halen Green is into the zone for a called strike one. So 8-9-1 part of the order for the Salem Red Sox with Jonathan Diaz, Keir Meredith, and Edison Paulino. Here comes the 0-1 pitch by Green, and this is a breaking ball that catches the outside corner for strike number two. So Salem does lead 2-0, but they have yet to find a base hit through the first four innings of play today. As the 0-2 pitch to Diaz will be a breaking ball that misses low and outside for ball number one. And Kannapolis has turned towards their left-handed pitcher of Halen Green. And we mentioned how many left-handed batters for Kannapolis. But they make it up in their pitching department. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Diaz will foul tip the pitch. And Colby Smelly was unable to make the grab, so the at-bat stays alive for Diaz. That close on the at-bat ending for Diaz as he walked his last time up. So yet to have an official at-bat for Jonathan Diaz in his home debut. 1-2 pitch by Green. Diaz slow roller back up the middle. Hops off the glove. Sanchez can't pick it up. And it hits off of two Kannapolis infielders' gloves. But Diaz gets in the base safe with no throw at the bag. A little chopper that made its way through the pitcher and then the shortstop. And Diaz is aboard for the Salem Red Sox. And you can put a hit in that category as Diaz breaks up the no-hitter in the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, and this game has already been interesting. A 2-0 lead with no hits already as Keir Meredith shows bunt and bloops it down the first base side. As DJ Gladney charged in, but the ball bounced in front of the glove for a foul ball. So the Red Sox, although leading that score 2-0, have only scored those two runs off of pass balls. But now Diaz starts off the fifth inning with an infield single and has a little bit of a lead at first base as Gladney covers the bag. Green fires the 0-1 pitch. Meredith hot shot to the third base side. He gets through for a base hit. Back-to-back singles by the 8-9 part of the order. And the Red Sox have runner on first and second with nobody away in the fifth. Meredith's hit was a lot more convincing, had a little power behind it, an odd bounce right in front of Veras, who was playing a bit to the inside at the third base position in a position to try to turn two with a double play if it went his way. It did, but it was just a little bit too difficult for Veras to scoop up. So Diaz at second base, Meredith at first base, and now Edison Paulino in the batter's box. As now Halen Green looks towards his dugout and calls in Colby Smelly to talk some things over before this Edison Paulino at bat. Top of the order here in the bottom of the fifth inning, the Salem Red Sox lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 2-0 here on MILB.TV. A great start to the weekend for the Salem Red Sox fan base. As a Let's Go Red Sox chant starts in the seats here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch to Paulino, fastball that's called strike number one by our home plate umpire of Chad Patterson. Oh, one is the count. Pitch to Paulino, and he drives this down the third base side as it ricochets off of the nets and gets into the seats. Taking a look around some more scores in the Carolina League. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Charleston Riverdogs 5-1 in the top of the seventh inning. As the pitch to Paulino will go low and away for ball number one. A good hold by Salem's number nine in the batter's box. But that four-run advantage for Lynchburg is in a little bit of jeopardy. The River Dogs with the bases loaded with one out over at Bank of the James Stadium. A little bit weighs down 460. We'll see the Hillcats for a three-game series after the All-Star break. 1-2 pitch to Paulino. This is shot straight towards Bringer Bonassi and the on-deck circle, but he's able to avoid it as it hits off the netting. Meanwhile, the Downey's Ducks lead the Columbia Fireflies 5-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. So that's good news for you Cannonballers fans. 1-2 pitch to Paulino. Ground to right side. Scoop by Atwood. Flip over to Sanchez for one. Throw back to Gladney at first for two. It's a 4-6-3 double play. And Diaz moves into third base. But the Kannapolis Cannonballers is able to turn a big double play here in the fifth inning to get out of a tough situation. So with that ground out, there are now two outs in the inning. And Diaz moves to third base and try to open up this game a bit as Bonassi is at the plate. First pitch of breaking, that's called strike number one on the inside corner. Bonassi has already struck out once today. He went down looking back in the first inning as he walked in the third. 0-1 pitch to Bonassi, and that fastball will hit off the glove of Smelly on the inside, but number 17 of Kannapolis is quick to recover. So no play for Diaz at home. And he just stands on the bag at third. One count. Pitch to Bonassi. And a check swing that goes far enough, according to Chad Patterson, for strike number two. Other games look for in the Carolina League. A scoreless game between Fayetteville and Myrtle Beach in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Delmarva and Carolina finally set to get going after a prolonged delay down in Carolina. The 1-2 pitch was a breaking ball on the inside edge, and Bonassi did not bite, so the count goes 2-2. Bonassi learned from that last time on a pitch on the inside. 2-2 pitch, deuces wild to Bonassi, and that fastball gets him looking for strike number three on the bottom half. Second time today that Bonassi is struck out looking. A promising start by the Red Sox here in the fifth inning with back-to-back leadoff singles, but a 4-6-3 double play and a strikeout looking puts an end to the inning. So we move to the top of the sixth inning. It will be top of the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers and a new pitcher in for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you that name and information when we come back on MILB.TV. It's the Red Sox 2, it's the Cannonballers 0. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the second sixth inning. A 2-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox. That's the two I was trying to get to. As the Red Sox with a 2-run edge over Kannapolis. And now pitching for Salem was number two. You see how it was on my mind the whole time? Luis De La Rosa, the new pitcher in for the Salem Red Sox, which will bring an end to Juan Encarnacion's evening for the Salem Red Sox. Great showing by the starter as the first pitch to Sanchez is into the zone for a called strike one. Sanchez showing bunt, but he pulled away, but the fastball caught the zone for that strike one call regardless. So 2-0 is our score, top of the sixth inning, as De La Rosa fires a fastball that is swung on and missed by Sanchez for strike number two. Well, Sanchez had an at-bat in the top of the fifth inning. It was 3-2 before Logan Glass was caught stealing from second to third, went into a pickle, was tagged out by Blaze Jordan to end the frame. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and De La Rosa with another fastball, but this misses away for ball number one. This season, Luis De La Rosa has a 1-0 record in his two prior appearances for the Red Sox as he fires the 1-2 pitch low of the zone. A good block by Diaz as the count goes to 2-2. He has a 3.00 ERA, and he has pitched three innings this season. He has given up three hits, one earned run, has walked one batter, and has struck out five. 2-2 pitch by De La Rosa, and this is popped up, and it goes over the netting. And the count stays at 2-2. Another thing about Luis De La Rosa is that his opponent's batting average is .250. And I wonder if there's a little wager going on between the De La Rosas as we speak, because we got to see Osvaldo last night pitch an absolute gem of 2 1/3 innings of work as the 2-2 pitch to Sanchez, hot shot, the Kannapolis on deck circle, but avoids Andy Atwood, and the at-bat stays going. Andy Atwood and DJ Gladney both to bat as well in this sixth inning. Sanchez is trying to get aboard. 2-2 pitch to Sanchez. A swing and a foul tip straight back to the screen. And we stay at 2-2. Good battle here for Wilbur Sanchez, the leadoff hitter in the order. 0 of one day. Struck out swinging back in the first. Walked in the third. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Sanchez, hot shot grounder. It's a roller over the Paulino, who scoops it up, fires it over to Miller in time for out number one. And the 8-pitch at-bat comes to an end, and Luis De La Rosa is the one who ends up on top. So as De La Rosa comes in for the Salem Red Sox, we'll look back at the day that Encarnacion had. 5 innings of work, allowed 2 base hits, no earned runs, no runs given up either, as he walked 2 batters and he struck out 8. What a showing from Juan Encarnacion as De La Rosa's first pitch to Andy Atwood is low of the zone for ball number 1. Atwood is 0 of 2 today. He lined out to Paulino at shortstop in the first and then struck out swinging to end the third. 1-0 pitch to Atwood and a breaker that misses inside for ball number 2. Ever since Andy Atwood signed as a free agent for the Chicago White Sox organization back in late June, he has hit the ball well as a 2-0 pitch is high and inside for ball number 3. His batting average as we speak is at a .308. He has 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, 2 this series for Kannapolis. 3-0 pitch to Atwood, and that fastball catches the outside corner for strike number 1. Believe it or not, the Cannonballers just haven't really able to get a groove going, but they only trail by 2 runs as Atwood takes advantage of the 3-1 pitch. And he tries to take a hack at it, but he fouls it over the screen and out of play for strike number 2. So back-to-back strikes make this at-bat interesting. As a payoff pitch is on its way, 3-2 from De La Rosa. Atwood will pop this up towards the right side, but it will get out of play yet again towards the concourse area. So we stay at 3-2 for Andy Atwood in this 2-0 game. De La Rosa, deep breath in, and fires a pitch, and it's just off the plate for ball number 4. Luis De La Rosa started his strikeout stride, but he took a look back at home plate, and he noticed that the call never came from Patterson. So a 1-out walk by Andy Atwood gets a runner aboard, and you become to this part of the game where you talk about tying runs here and there, and DJ Gladney's exactly that at the plate. One of 2 days so far for the Kannapolis first baseman. And the first pitch is swung on and missed by Gladney off the 78-mile-per-hour breaking ball. So the third walk assessed from the Salem pitching staff today. This time in the form of Andy Atwood as a check over back at first is away from Tyler Miller, but it hit off the body of Andy Atwood and stayed relatively close to the Red Sox first baseman, so Atwood could not advance over to second. A scary sight for Salem, but then a lucky break as the throw was too far to the left of Tyler Miller. But the diving Atwood back towards the bag was able to stop it. 0-1 pitch to Gladney. This goes low and inside, and Diaz is quick to rip off the face mask. Now the ball started to roll away from him a bit, but no advancement from Atwood. Not only if it's Marvel Superhero Night, it's also Friday at the ballpark, which you know what that means. Fireworks Friday, a great showing from a lot of families here at the ballpark. One pitch by De La Rosa, check swing by Gladney, but regardless of that, it's into the zone for a called strike two. Another off-speed delivery from De La Rosa, who I thought was going to be called for an infraction as the clock hit triple zeros out in center field, but the windup just came in time. 1-2 count, De La Rosa fires, and Gladney will swing and miss for strike number three, and Gladney is put aside at the plate for the first time tonight. There's two outs here in the top of the sixth. And that is now the ninth strikeout against Kannapolis today. And this Cannonballers team is one of the worst in the Carolina League when it comes to striking out the plate. First pitch to Wilfred Veraz. It's popped up towards the right side. Lopez moving out towards the foul line and makes the catch out in foul territory for out number three. All it took was one pitch to get that crucial out to get out of the frame, and the Salem Red Sox continue to lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers by the score of 2-0. Wonder if we'll get some offense by the Red Sox as we have the heart of the order coming up next. Marcelo Meyer, Blaze Jordan, and Tyler Miller all going against a new Kannapolis pitcher when we come back for the bottom half of the sixth inning on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to the bottom of the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 2-0 lead for the Red Sox over the Cannonballers as Angel Acevedo checks in for the first time this series for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The right-handed pitcher against the left-handed Marcelo Meyer starts off with a swinging strike by Meyer to go down 0-1 in the count. Acevedo, a 2-2 record this season for the Cannonballers with an ERA of a 3.77. Acevedo steps in, a hard hit ball by Meyer, diving attempt by Atwood. It kicks off the glove and into left center field for a single to start off the inning. Marcella Meyer up towards the right side, a hard hit ball by the Salem designated hitter, and it just squirts its way out towards right center field, and what a way to get the inning started for the Salem offense. It's been a pretty good week for Marcella Meyer. That's now his fourth hit for the Salem Red Sox, as he's now 4 of 11 on the week. But hey, that offense to maybe start off this sixth inning can help separate that gap as the Red Sox lead by 2 over the scoreless Cannonballers. Acevedo's a 6'1" right-handed pitcher out of Venezuela who was signed as a free agent in the 2021 calendar year. Meyer with the lead at first, and he takes off, and Jordan fouls off the first pitch into the screen, and Meyer will have to make his way back towards first. Acevedo making his 21st appearance this season for the Cannonballers. He has pitched 43 innings for Kannapolis. He's allowed 35 hits, 18 earned runs. He has walked 16 batters and has struck out 37. Opponents hit .223 against Acevedo as Jordan will foul off the 0-1 pitch straight back into the netting for strike number 2. Bottom of the sixth inning, it's kind of been another pitcher's duel. Whenever Salem has really dominated the series, it has been by pitcher's duels. 3-2 win on Tuesday into Wednesday, 3-2 win yesterday as Jordan avoids getting hit by a 90-mile-per-hour fastball by Acevedo. Make the count go 1-2. So Haylen Green was a little rattled towards the end of that performance, but he did go an inning and two-thirds with allowing only 2 hits and striking out 2 batters. 1-2 pitch to Jordan. This breaking ball is on the inside, and it misses the zone for ball number 2. Blaze Jordan today is 0-2. He struck out swinging when he led off the second, and then he flew out towards the right field at the time, Logan Glass, to end the third. 2-2 is the count. Pitch from Acevedo. Jordan swings and misses for strike number 3, and Acevedo is able to record his first out of the night. It's a punch out to make it one away here in the six. So Jordan drops to 0-3 on the night, and we get to see Tyler Miller for the third time tonight. 0-1 for Miller today. Scored the game's first run on a pass ball in the second inning as he was walked on in the second. First pitch, Miller gets the green light and pops it up straight over the netting into the seats towards our left for strike number 1. Walked in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. And Miller has to be a little bit grateful, especially Marcella Meyer as well. They go back with the right-handed pitchers when the heart of the order comes up, and Miller pops up the 0-1 pitch towards the left side, and it makes its way out towards the concourse for strike number 2. We'd love to see Tyler Miller get things going. I think he has really benefited as of late, becoming more of a day-in and day-out kind of guy. You see him in the lineup almost every single time for the Red Sox. At first base today, 0-2 pitch to Miller. Fastball goes low for ball number 1. Miller selected in the ninth round of the 2021 MLB draft. Played about 9 games for the Salem Red Sox back in 2021. Finally hitting it back above 200 at a 203 mark. It's down 1-2 in the count with Meyer at first. Miller, chopper first base side. It bounces foul, and we stay at 1-2 with the count. Number 14 of Salem has given us some good moments this season, including a walk-off home run against our 460 rivals of the Lynchburg Hillcats back in May. One of the best games of the season right here at Salem. We'll see if he can spark any magic with a 1-2 count, but time is called by Miller as Acevedo steps off the rubber and regains himself. Third batter that Acevedo has faced today. Already given up a base hit to Meyer, but struck out Jordan just after. 1-2 pitch to Miller, and a swing and a miss by Miller. And back-to-back times, Tyler Miller is retired at the plate, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Acevedo. Two away in the bottom of the second. It is Salem 2, it is Kannapolis 0. And now Eduardo Lopez, who was 0 of 2 today, moves right back into the left-handed batter's box. First pitch on the way to Lopez. It's skied up towards the left side. It's shallow enough for Sanchez to might make a play on it, but Bailey calls him off as he hustles in and makes the grab for out number 3. So the Red Sox cannot gain an advantage with their 2-0 lead over the Kannapolis Cannonballers and strand Marcelo Meyer at first base. But we move into the seventh inning as the Red Sox move into the later portion of this game, and we'll see if Luis De La Rosa is able to keep it up on the mound. That's up next on MILB.TV. Top of the seventh inning as Luis De La Rosa starts off of the inning with a fastball that misses low and away for ball number one. It's the Salem Red Sox 2, Kannapolis Cannonballers 0 here on MILB.TV as De La Rosa fires another fastball off the plate for ball number two. Three hits of the night for the Red Sox, two for the Cannonballers as Kannapolis now getting that danger zone where they got to get some offense going as Smelly will hold on the 2-0 pitch that misses outside for ball number three. So 5-6-7 part of the order. Colby Smelly, Samuel Polanco, and Benjamin Bailey all do the bat for Kannapolis here in the seventh. 3-0 pitch to Smelly, gets the green light as he fouls it down the right field line and into the seats as a fan almost came down with a spectacular grab, reaching over, trying to make the grab. I think he ended up getting the baseball, though, and handed it off to a kid. Great effort and great result. 3-1 pitch. Smelly pops this up deep out towards left center field. Simas and Meredith moving back, but Keir Meredith calls off Carson Simas and comes over to make the grab for out number one. So Smelly is retired for the second time today. And we now move down to Samuel Polanco, who is 0 of 2 today for Kannapolis. A ground out to Brainerd Bonassi in the second inning, and then a strikeout swinging in the fourth, which put an end to that inning. And even though Samuel Polanco had a strong start to the series, he's gone quite quiet offensively. First pitch, a two-hopper over to Tyler Miller. He says he got him himself on a backhanded grounder, and then he's able to tag first all by himself with his right leg for out number two. So a quick two up and two down here in the seventh inning, and Luis De La Rosa has pitched pretty well. He got the top of the order through pretty smoothly, including striking out DJ Gladney. And right now at the 5-6 part, he's done a great job, and now we move to the bottom three with Benjamin Bailey. No base runners on as the first pitch to Bailey is a fastball that goes low and away for ball number one. Luis De La Rosa called up to the Salem Red Sox from the FCL Red Sox back on June 7th. This is a called strike one on the bottom half of the zone. Scratch that July 7th. And here's the 1-1 pitch by De La Rosa. A big swing by Polanco and a miss for strike number two. Luis De La Rosa, one of the younger players on this team. Born on July 6th, matter of fact, as the 0-2 pitch goes low and away for ball number two. So 2-2 pitch coming up with two outs with a two-run Red Sox lead and number two on the mound. Super juices wild. Pitches away, and this one goes low for ball number three. Luis De La Rosa was actually acquired due to a trade from the Kansas City Royals organization in the early stages of his career. Happy he's with us now with the Salem Red Sox, though, and he's pitched pretty well today. 3-2 pitch. It's going to be a chopper towards the left side. Going to be a tough play for Jordan. Charges in, scoops it up, throw to first, and they do not get him in time as Polanco's speed is just quick enough to record the two-out infield single. A great effort by Jordan, but the throw was just a little bit too late to Miller at first. It was a smart play by Luis De La Rosa. Give the third baseman the destiny to go for that baseball. He kind of has the green light to try to get there, but by the time it got into the glove, it was going to be a tough play for Jordan to make. So an infield single puts a tying run to the plate in the form of Logan Glass. Scratch that. Misael Gonzalez, as the first pitch goes low and outside for ball number one, looked up and realized that Logan Glass was no longer there, as Misael Gonzalez has checked into the game for Logan Glass at the eighth spot of the order, and Gonzalez making his first at-bat today. 1-0 pitch to a Gonzalez, and the pitch goes low for ball number two. This season, Misael Gonzalez is a 173 hitter for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, a part of that top 30 Chicago White Sox prospects, according to MLB.com. Hard hit grounded to the left side. Paulino scoop, throw to Bonassi at second in time to get the lead runner for out number three. So the Cannonballers strand one runner on the base paths in the top of the seventh, and Luis De La Rosa is able to hold on to this 2-0 lead as we move into the seventh inning stretch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox up by two. Stretch out, folks. It's going to be a wild ride to the end here on MILB.TV. Looking back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the seventh inning, all stretched out and ready to go as the Red Sox lead 2-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It will be the bottom three of the order. Carson Simas, Jonathan Diaz, and Keir Meredith all to bat for Salem here in the seventh. And Angel Acevedo out for another inning of work, and he starts off the frame with a 79-mile-per-hour breaker for the strike one call. Carson Simas, the center fielder for the Salem Red Sox today, is 0-1, walked back in the second inning, and struck out swinging back in the fourth as he goes down 0-2 in the count with the called strike number two. Another breaker by Acevedo gets Simas locked up at the plate. 0-2 count. Nacevado steps in. Seamus will swing and miss, and it's into the glove of Colby Smelly for strike number three. It's the third punch out of the night for Acevedo, and it starts things off here in the seventh. Jonathan Diaz makes his way down towards the plate. The catcher for the Salem Red Sox is 1-1 today. And he's done a great job of just getting aboard. He was actually the first base hit for the Red Sox today in that fifth inning as he swings and misses for strike number one. As it hits off the glove of Smelly, might have been a foul ball, actually, as a dead ball was called by Chad Patterson from behind the plate. We'll take this time to give you some updates across the Boston Red Sox organization, looking at all their scores today. As the 0-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one with the fastball, we'll start off at the AAA level. Wooster is also in the Commonwealth of Virginia this week, as they're taking on the Norfolk Tides, the AAA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. As the 1-1 pitch to Diaz is a red-hot shot to the right side. It goes through for a base hit out towards right center field. It's scooped up by the center fielder of Beard, and the throw is made to the cutoff man of Atwood. But Jonathan Diaz will settle with the single. He is now 2-of-2 on the night for the Red Sox. Three on-base appearances for Diaz today. A walk in the second, a single in the fifth, and now you can make it a single here in the seventh. So Keir Meredith now at the plate for Salem. He will take the first pitch for a called strike number one, and Wooster is doing a pretty good job down in Norfolk. A 4-0 lead over the Norfolk Tides. Wooster is in a competitive race for the International League East. They're currently sixth place, or tied for fifth, as Keir Meredith shoots the 0-1 pitch out towards left center field. Beard in stride makes the grab for out number two. And almost at second base was Jonathan Diaz, who has to go all the way back to first. One of the hardest hit balls on the night for Keir Meredith and the entire Red Sox crew. But Beard is able to cover the grass well out there in left center field and makes the catch right in front of the fast sign sign. Pretty fitting indeed for James Beard. That hustle was pretty remarkable by Kannapolis' center fielder. And Meredith was retired for the second time today. So Edison Paulino at the plate. He will take the first pitch for a called strike number one. And Jonathan Diaz still at first base for the Red Sox. But it's going to be really interesting how Wooster does out in the International League East. At one point, they were within a half a game of the lead as Paulino pops up the 0-1 pitch towards the left side and into the seats it goes. Anyways, will be a tough race for them towards the end. Remember, they don't do the first half, second halves up in AAA ball. I believe it's going to be the top two teams at the very end of the season. 0-2 pitch, runner goes, pitch is low for ball number one, throw down to second, the tag is made, not in time, as Diaz slides in safe and beats out Sanchez's tag. Diaz is credited with the stolen base, and by a few inches, he moves into scoring position. Good throw by Smelly down, and on the replay, it looked like one of those bang-bang calls, but if you're watching the MILB.TV stream, you can tell that Ellie Melton had the perfect spot to make the call. 1-2 pitch to Paulino. Pitch goes low and inside for ball number two. Meanwhile, the Portland Sea Dogs come away with a 5-0 win today against the Somerset Patriots. A little bit of a duel there. The AA affiliate of the New York Yankees. The AA affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. 2-2 pitch to Paulino. A swing and a foul tip towards the backstop. And that will keep it at 2-2. So not only are the parent clubs meeting this week, and once again, a three-game series, Boston at New York at Yankee Stadium, but also in the AA level as well. But the Sea Dogs grab a win. They've been red hot in the second half of the season, a 12-4 record. They lead their division as Paulino hot shot the middle. Good glove by Sanchez off the bounce to throw to first in time to put an end to the inning. What a play by Sanchez. He just stole a run from the Salem Red Sox and a base hit from Edison Paulino, but his web gem defensive play keeps it 2-0 as we move to the eighth here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the eighth inning. 2-0 Red Sox lead over the Cannonballers. As leading off this inning, it is the number 9 batter of James Beard, who takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number 1. So 9-1-2 for Kannapolis against Luis De La Rosa as Beard shoots the 1-0 pitch down the left field line. Meredith to the wall and looking up, and it's off the wall. Meredith tumbles at the warning track as into second base is James Beard with a leadoff double. And the Kannapolis Cannonballers will bring the tying run to a plate with their first extra base hit of the evening. 0-2 prior to that at-bat today, a combined 0-6 with 5 strikeouts coming up to that bat, but it just goes to show what's so special about this sport is how in one swing it can really change up how people view that player. For James Beard, he might have just changed this ball game for Kannapolis with that double that was oh so close to exiting the ballpark. So now Wilbur Sanchez at the plate with the top of the order coming up. Shows bunt as it goes foul down the first base side for strike number 1. I mean, the way that ball was hit, the only question was it going to have the distance to get out of here? Went right next to that 325 sign up in left field. And Beer with a little lead at second. Corner infielders pressed in as Sanchez will swing on the 0-1 pitch. It's popped straight up. Question is, can Diaz get to it? He will not. It goes 2 rows up in the section behind home plate. And the count goes to 0-2 after a couple of foul balls. Well, I really like the weekend games here at Salem Memorial Ballpark because the fans really bring their families out. And it is just a constant flow of people out on the concourse all times here on this Friday night, especially the young kids. It's like a certain age range of kids with their gloves running around in packs. I mean, they know where the balls are going. They know exactly what's happening at the end of the half innings to get to a certain area where they can get tossed the ball. I mean, they all scramble towards the Red Sox dugout after the end of the top half innings. It's actually pretty special here at Salem. 0-2 pitch. Sanchez shoots it straight back over the netting, and there they go. About 10 to 15 of them make that about 20 as they all head towards concessions. And I don't think they're looking for food. I think they're looking for a foul ball off of Wilbur Sanchez. I believe only one person is going to come away with that souvenir. 0-2 count. Beard takes off. Sanchez reaches out and fouls this up over the netting again, and into the seats it goes as it rolls all the way around and it's scooped up by a fan. And I mean, immediately when a fan gets it, you have about 5 kids playing with their gloves to get that ball. It is every single time, but it never gets old here at Salem. 0-2 pitch to Sanchez. This has popped up. Is it another foul ball? Is it another souvenir for a kid? It certainly is as it lands in the concourse and bounces around. Not to take away the focus of the at-bat, because it's really been a good one for Wilbur Sanchez, who has fouled off every pitch in this at-bat. And a 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead with James Beard at second base. Luis De La Rosa trying to get that first out of the eighth inning. As here's the delivery, 0-2, and Sanchez fouls this straight back, and up to the sweet area it goes. That one's a little more hostile. There's about 30 kids going for that one right there. But hey, Sanchez is, he should be doing this tomorrow for a Christmas in July. He's giving out free souvenirs left and right. 0-2 pitch, and Sanchez will hold on the first pitch to hit the glove of Jonathan Diaz for ball number 1 on the inside. One, two is the count. De La Rosa fires. Sanchez swings and misses for strike number 3. And Wilbur Sanchez goes down in the batter's box for the second time today. Did so in the first, does so in the eighth. In the 8 pitch at bat, they consisted of 6 foul balls, goes in the favor of De La Rosa. So with one away, we move down the order to Andy Atwood, who still has James Beard at second base. First pitch to Atwood fouled back into the screen for strike number one. 2-0 is our score here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The home team with the Red Sox currently with the lead over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And one more score to get you caught up on. The Hudson Valley Renegades lead the Greenville Drive by the score of 4-1. Pitch on the way by De La Rosa into the zone for a called strike number two. Believe it or not, that is also an affiliate of the New York Yankees, high A affiliate. So you have it at the MLB level, the double A level, and the high A level. Don't have it here at the single A level. Instead, you have the battle of the Sox between the Boston Red Sox and Chicago White Sox as the 0-2 pitch goes up and away for ball number one. Make the count go 1-2. Renegades lead that one 4-1. The drive in the second half of the season have been 7-10 as the 1-2 pitch to Atwood is crushed out towards left center field. Meredith moving back to the warning track. It will stay in the ballpark as Simas comes down with the catch. Tagging him from second is Beard, and he's in safely the third as the throw didn't get to Jordan just in time. Well, purely based on the sound, it may have sounded like that Andy Atwood was just about to tie this baseball game. But with the way the ball has flown tonight with little wind at the ballpark, it's able to stay within the facility. And he's able to be caught by Carson Simas for the second out of the inning. So with that pop-up from Andy Atwood out towards Carson Simas, it makes it two outs on the inning as Luke Mons jogs on out to talk with the entire infield. As a big at-bat coming up, you have the runner of James Beard at third base for Kannapolis, and you also have probably one of the best power hitters on the Cannonballer side coming to the plate with first baseman number 25, DJ Gladney. 228 with the batting average this season, 15 home runs, 51 RBIs. And a big conversation here for Luis De La Rosa. Looking out into the bullpen out in left field, doesn't seem like there is too much activity right now, but a big task here for De La Rosa. Gladney today is 1-3 for Kannapolis, a single back in the first inning. And the delivery is low, and a good block by Diaz keeps it in front of him on a pitch that was low and outside for ball number one. 2-0 lead for Salem over Kannapolis, both teams with four hits today. Kannapolis' fourth came from James Beard in the top of the eighth inning, a double that was crushed off the left field wall. 1-0 count. Pitch away from De La Rosa, high and outside for ball number two. This is the closest the Cannonballers have been tonight to trying to get their first run of the game. At the top of the order, especially here in the eighth, as Gladney takes the green light on the 2-0 pitch and fouls us up and away, up towards section 303 to our right side. Clear night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You just see the outskirts of the sun as we're approaching the nighttime here as Gladney swings on the 2-1 pitch and misses for strike number two. Once again, another super-duper deuces wild. You have number two on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. It's a two-run lead for Salem. It's two balls, two strikes, and two outs. De La Rosa kicks and deals, and Gladney swings and misses for strike number three. De La Rosa picks up two huge strikeouts after giving up a double to James Beard, and Kannapolis strands a runner at third base here in the top of the eighth inning. So one more shot for the Red Sox to try to gain an advantage over this Kannapolis side. They lead 2-0, but man, would it be better to add a few more runs to their name? Well, they have the 2-3-4 part of the order up next after Sweet Caroline here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is a 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Angel Acevedo is out for another inning of work for the Cannonballers. And his first batter is Brenner Bonassi as he fires a fastball that catches the outside edge for the strike one call. Brenner Bonassi, Marcelo Meyer, and Blaze Jordan all to bat for the Red Sox here in the eighth as they seek to try to build on their two-run edge. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bonassi, and the breaking ball misses low and inside for ball number one. An 0-2 day for Brenner Bonassi. He has one on-base appearance with a walk back in the third, but a pair of strikeouts in the first and the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, and that's a called strike number two. An excellent fastball of 90 miles per hour that just licked the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. Bonassi, of course, back in that left-handed batter's box side against the righty Acevedo as a chopper gut goes to left side, is through for a base hit. A big turn at first base for Bonassi, but he will settle for a single and a leadoff roll here in the eighth. Well, the infield was a little shifted towards the right side, especially Wilfred Verás on that third baseman, but for the batter of Brenner Bonassi, he found exactly what he needed to do to get past Verás, and it bounced its way out towards left field, and Bonassi was able to pick up his first hit of the night. So we move down to Marcelo Meyer, who had a single his last time up in the sixth in the leadoff roll. First pitch is fouled straight back into the screen for strike number one. The fifth base hit of the night for the Salem Red Sox, and all their hits have come from the fifth inning onward, but believe it or not, all their runs came in that second. It's a whole lot of zeros out there in the scoreboard in left field. Two runs for Salem in the bottom of the second as Acevedo tries to pick off Brenner Bonassi, but no tag is made by DJ Gladney. Meyer, the number one prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, designated hitter tonight, 1 of 3, and Meyer will sit on a breaking ball that misses upstairs for ball number one. So for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, they'll have the middle of the order due up next when we go back to the top of the ninth inning. Question will be, what will be the deficits as Meyer takes a big swing on the 1-1 pitch but can't catch up to the high heater and is given strike number two. Friendly reminder that we have two more games of the series following today. 6.05 p.m. first pitch between Kannapolis and Salem tomorrow night. As another pickoff attempt back at first base is unsuccessful, as Gladney never got a tag in on Bonassi. For the fans wondering if, should I go out to the ballpark or not? Well, it's Christmas in July. And that sounds encouraging or not. And Hunter Dahmann's on the mound tomorrow for Salem. 1-2 pitch to Meyer, chopper down the first base side as it bounces its way over to the Cannonballers dugout on the first base side. I know I'm excited for Christmas in July. And you should be too, especially with the way the Salem Red Sox are playing as they try to go back-to-back wins. And then 5.05 p.m. first pitch on Sunday between these two sides as Meyer fouls up the 1-2 pitch. A hot shot just to our left side here at the ballpark as it makes its way down towards the concourse area. So Meyer continues to battle in the batter's box. As a 1-2 count is on the way, Bonassi takes off, pitch outside for ball two, throw down to second, the tag is made, not in time, as Bonassi is in head first to second with the stolen base. So not only takes away the double play ball, but also moves a Red Sox runner into scoring position. It's a good play by Smelly. It was over to his glove side, the transfer to his right hand was smooth, and the throwdown was perfect. It was just Bonassi's jump at first base that was the difference. So 2-2 pitch from Acevedo, and the fastball is upstairs and away for ball number three, and the count is full for Marcelo Meyer. Once we're done with the weekend, it's the longest break of the season for all teams across the Carolina League. 4 days off for the quote-unquote all-star break, no all-star game. And then we'll return for three games against Lynchburg as the 90-mile-per-hour fastball is low for ball number four, and Meyer gets a free pass to first. So runners at first and second base for the Salem Red Sox after Brenner Bonassi single and then a Marcelo Meyer walk, and Blaze Jordan now at the plate, trying to put a difficult day behind him as he is 0 of 3 on the contest with a pair of strikeouts coming in the second and the sixth. First pitch to Jordan. He gets the green light, swings this deep. Moving back is James Beard looking up, and this one is off the wall. Runners hold as Bonassi will get as far as the third. Meyer into second, Jordan at first, and that might be the longest single that Blaze Jordan hits all season long, as he was hoping to get extra bases on it, but no runners were taking off as they didn't know it was going to exit the ballpark or not. It rinked off the 401 number out in center field, and everyone here in the ballpark thought that Blaze Jordan had made this a 5-0 ball game. So Bonassi moved back to second base in an attempt to tag up. Meyer was in between first and second base. And then when the ball ricocheted off the wall, it was a hard hit one, so Beard had an opportunity to play on it really quickly. But Bonassi never really made a fast attempt over to third base, so every runner had to pretty much hold up. It wasn't a wasted opportunity for the Salem Red Sox, but if Bonassi would have known that one was going to cling off the wall, he might have been all the way home by the time the ball hit off the wall. But that's another thing as well with there being zero outs. You got to be smart out on the base path. You can't go too far and make a silly mistake of being off the bag if maybe a miraculous catch was made. So the base is loaded for Tyler Miller as the first pitch is fouled off by Miller towards the backstop. And what an opportunity the Salem Red Sox have. So put behind maybe that questionable base running by Brandon Bonassi, Marcelo Meyer, and Blaze Jordan. Turn to the present and look at the optimism you have ahead of you. You have Bonassi at third base, Meyer at second base, and Jordan at first with nobody out. Infield pressed in for Kannapolis, an 0-1 count pitch to Miller, and that misses just outside for ball number one. I mean, that one was absolutely crushed by Blaze Jordan. I think he puts any angle on that baseball, and it's out of the ballpark indeed. A very high wall here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the same height from that right field side all the way over to the left field side as time is called by Chad Patterson. And now the battery are going to talk some things over as Colby Smelly will jog down and talk to Acevedo. And not only the battery, but the left side of the infield with Wilfred Veraz and Wilbur Sanchez will get in on discussions and use the Rosin bag to help out with their grip. So if you're Kannapolis, obviously something in the dirt will be pretty good for you in this case scenario. If you're Salem, you want to avoid that or striking out here for Miller. 0 of 2 day for Tyler Miller. A big swing, but a foul ball down the first base side. Runs into the tarp for strike number two. So there's nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Salem Red Sox have the bases loaded as they sit with a 2-0 lead. They seek to gain an advantage over the Kannapolis Cannonballers to a little bit more of an extreme than just two runs. Big 1-2 pitch to Miller as he will foul this one off, just stayed alive by firing off the 81-mile-per-hour breaker. If the Red Sox are able to hold on and win this game today, they will at least clinch a split result in the series with the third win of the week. But the way this game has gone, you never know what can happen in a matter of minutes. Another 1-2 pitch coming up from Acevedo. The kick in the deal. Miller will pop this one up. A blooper out towards left field. Doesn't have enough distance as Bailey makes the catch. Bonassi will tag up. Bailey will make the throw in. It's cut off by Veraz. And a sacrifice fly for Tyler Miller. Scores Brandon Bonassi. And makes it a 3-0 ball game in the bottom of the eighth. So Bailey made the smart play and squeezed the glove to make the catch for out number one. And it was enough for the Salem Red Sox to now have a 3-0 lead over Kannapolis as Angel Acevedo's day has come to an end. Neither Marcelo Meyer or Blaze Jordan tagged up at their respective bases. So we'll have Meyer at second, Jordan at first here in the bottom of the eighth inning with one out. It's the Red Sox 3, it's the Cannonballers 0. We'll get you the name and information of the new Kannapolis Cannonballers pitcher when we come back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 3-0, the Salem Red Sox now lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers off the sacrifice fly by Tyler Miller to get his 30th RBI of the season, as well as drives in Brayer Bonassi to make it now a 3-run advantage. Eduardo Lopez into bat against the right-handed pitcher number 18, Addison Coffey, as the first pitch will miss low for ball number one. Coffey is a third-round selection in the 2020 MLB draft out of Albany, Indiana. 6'2" pitcher that weighs 185 pounds. As his first pitch goes low, we'll see what the second pitch does. It goes low once again as the count goes to 2-0. So Marcelo Myers at second base in scoring position for Salem, and Blaze Jordan is at first, and Lopez would hate to put something in the ground here, which could probably turn into an any double play. Kannapolis has already turned one today earlier on the action. 2-0 pitch. Lopez fouls this straight back into the screen for strike number one. So maybe not ideal position for Kannapolis to be in. Obviously getting up a run as they were already down by 2 runs. But you're now asking for a big ninth inning from your offense, which has been quiet through the first 8 innings today with 0 runs and only 4 base hits. 2-1 count, Coffey kicks and delivers, and Lopez can't catch up to the 95-mile-per-hour fastball as it hits the glove for strike number two. Now, Coffey was picked up by the Chicago White Sox organization during that COVID-19 draft. As the 2-2 pitches away to Lopez, it goes low and past Smelly, and he cannot pick up the ball in time to make a throw at either bag. So Meyer into third base, Jordan into second, and that's a big relief for the Red Sox. Now they take away that double play threat after Smelly was unable to locate a pitch that was low into the dirt from Coffey. So Lopez steps back in the batter's box, a full count as the infield will press in once again. 3-2 pitch, a deep breath by Coffey, the kick and the delivery, and Lopez fouls it into the screen for the count to stay at 3-2. Coffey started off the season on the development list. Actually was put onto the development list in May as Lopez, a chopper down the first base side, goes foul and will stay at 3-2. Coffey did not play in 2021 for the Chicago White Sox organization, but is playing here. 3-2 pitch for Lopez, and this is popped up down the third base side and into the seats it goes once again as it crashes in on the lower bowl section, and we stay at 3-2. Golfy was selected in the third round of the 2020 MLB draft alongside with Blaze Jordan. Great players that are currently out on the diamond right now. Coffee on the mound, Jordan at second base, and a 3-0 ball game. So 3-2 is the count. Long at bat to Lopez, pitches away, and Lopez sends this deep out towards left field. Bailey will come in and try to make the catch. He does. Meyer tags up. Here's the throw from Bailey. It's cut off by Veraz as Meyer scores. It's now 2 runs scored with sacrifice flies in the eighth, and it's now a 4-0 Salem Red Sox lead. A couple of drives out towards left field and a couple of RBIs for the first time was Tyler Miller. And now Eduardo Lopez gets the job done. Bailey makes a great play with the catch as he comes in and might be in the position to try to throw them out at home. But Bailey's throw just didn't have the velocity behind it to catch up to Marcelo Meyer's tag up from third. So now a 4-run edge for the Red Sox, and now Carson Simas at the plate with Blaze Jordan still at second. First pitch to Simas, a swing and a miss on a 95-mile-per-hour pitch from Coffey. ...0-1 count to Simas. Coffey with a deep breath and now look back to Jordan. The kick and the delivery, and Simas watched the fastball come into the zone for a called strike two. An 0-2 night for Carson Simas. Looks to try to get in on the fun in this eighth inning that the Salem Red Sox have doubled their lead over Kannapolis. An 0-2 pitch from Coffey. The step in, and it's upstairs for ball number one. The first three batters of the inning all gone on for the Salem Red Sox. A single by Bonassi, a walk by Meyer, and then a single by Jordan. And the 2 runs have been scored with sacrifice flies as Simas will swing and miss, but the ball gets away from Smelly. Catcher rips off his face mask, throw down to first, not in time. Glad he tried to go home, but the catcher did not cover. And Jordan scores all the way from second base. And the Salem Red Sox now lead 5-0 over Kannapolis. Carson Simas' speed changes the inning as he swings and misses, and it might go as a strikeout to Simas, but the throw back to first base was not in time, and no one covered home plate. So Blaze Jordan just kept things going as he turned the corner, and he scored. So I don't know if that's going to be counted as an RBI for Carson Simas. That one is deep in the rule book, as Coffey will fire first pitch on the outside for ball number one to Jonathan Diaz. But, I mean, we're going to look back on this game for the Salem Red Sox, and we're going to say, how do they score these 5 runs? This is going to be a great trivia question for Salem Red Sox history in the future as Coffey's 1-0 pitch misses low and inside for ball number two. Pass ball for the first run, pass ball for the second run, sacrifice fly for the third run, as well as the fourth run. And on the fifth run, Carson Simas, a drop third strikeout, scores Blaze Jordan all the way from second base. Who would have thought as Diaz swings and misses for strike number one? And it may have been a foul tip as Simas makes his way to second. And now the dead ball is called by Chad Patterson. So Luke Mons talking with Chad Patterson. As I thought Diaz completely missed on the swing, which should give Carson Simas the pass to second. But the dead ball was called by Patterson, so now he's having a conversation with Elliot Melton. So it was a swing and a miss, and he did put the hands up right after the miss by Diaz. So the umpire did call a dead ball. It should have stood as a dead ball. We watched the replay here on the monitor on MILB.TV. And now Luke Mons is going to share a word or two with Elliot Melton. Well, for the viewers that were watching MLB.TV, you got to see that right after the swing and miss by Diaz, the both hands from our home plate umpire and Chad Patterson did go up. So whether it was a foul ball or not, I mean, the umpire's ruling does overplay the situation that occurred. Chad 2-1 count to Diaz. Pitches away and a swing and a miss. This one into the glove of Smelly for strike number two. So Carson Cimas at first base after thinking he had a stolen base. Instead had to go back to first off the dead ball. So two balls, two strikes, so two outs here in the eighth. Diaz pops this one up just towards our left side, and it goes into the seats as it stays at two balls and two strikes. What a day it has been for Jonathan Diaz, the catcher for the Salem Red Sox. Two of two today with three on-base appearances in his home debut for Salem. Does he have one more up his sleeve here in the eighth? Coffey with a 2-2 pitch. Diaz will sit on the pitch upstairs for ball number three. And we actually sat down with Gilberto Mexicano for a Sox Talks episode that should be coming your way soon on our social media outlets. Talking about being a catcher on this team after Nathan Hickey promoted to High A Greenville, what that meant for the team and all the opportunities they're going to get. As Diaz fouls off the 3-2 pitch down the first base side, and the count will stay full. And Mexicano has a solid bat for the Salem Red Sox side. Not in the lineup today. He was a DH for Salem yesterday. And Mexicano now batting .286 on the season. And you can't forget about Jose Garcia as well. Cimas takes off. Diaz will pop this up straight back above the screen. Into the concourse it goes again. Only three catchers on the Salem Red Sox roster. All were acquired through free agency. Diaz has been around the organization the longest after being picked up as an international free agent in 2017. Mexicano, international free agent in 2019, and Garcia, just an ordinary free agent pickup in 2020, as Diaz hot shot off the leg of Coffey and rolls right to DJ Gladney. It doesn't get any easier for the Kannapolis first baseman. Might want to count that as a 1-3 in your scorebooks, but the Salem Red Sox add three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they now lead 5-0 over Kannapolis as Luis De La Rosa will come on in and try to close up the game for the Salem Red Sox and complete the shutout here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 5-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox over the Kannapolis Cannonballers as we have the middle of the order due up for Kannapolis. Wilfred Ferraz, Colby Smelly, and Samuel Polanco as Luis De La Rosa's first pitch is fired low of the zone for ball number one. So the Salem Red Sox have a productive bottom of the eighth inning as they score three runs to take a 5-0 lead. As De La Rosa's 1-0 pitch misses low and away for ball number two. So the Red Sox have created a considerable distance between themselves and the Cannonballers, but they got to get the job done now as the 2-0 pitch misses low and away for ball number three. De La Rosa, the only bullpen pitcher so far today for Salem, has three innings underneath of his belt, tries to get the close today. as his 3-0 pitch, a fastball right down the middle for the strike one call. So two runs in the bottom of the second, three runs in the bottom of the eighth, as a 3-1 pitch is skied straight up to the left side. Paulino going to camp underneath this one out in shallow left field, and he makes the grab for out number one. So Wilfred Veras drops to 0-4 on the day, and now we move down the order to Colby Smelly. An 0-2 performance from his end, as the Kannapolis catcher struck out in the second inning, popped up in the seventh, but he does have one on-base appearance with a walk in the fourth. The first pitch by De La Rosa is a fastball that's called strike number one on the outside corner. De La Rosa, 3 1/3 innings of work so far today. And he fires the 0-1 pitch. That Smelly is a slow roll up the first base side. It starts off foul, and it continues foul all the way down its 90-feet path towards first. Smelly has one hit so far this series for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as he now sits 1-9 on the series, as he's down 0-2 in the count with one away. Base paths clear for Kannapolis as they trail Salem 5-0. 0-2 pitch, De La Rosa fires, and it's off the end of the barrel. It's a two-hopper right to Bonassi, who will step in and throw to Miller at first in time for the second out of the inning. It was a weird play. Thought that it was going to get past De La Rosa and make an odd way towards the outfield, but Bonassi recovered quite well at second base, made a routine play with the glove side, and then stepped in and fired it to first. So Samuel Polanco, the last chance for Kannapolis with the at-bat, starting with a pitch that goes low for ball number one, as the Red Sox are on the doorstep of grabbing their 45th win of the season. The 1-0 pitch by De La Rosa, and Polanco has to avoid being hit by an 80-mile-per-hour breaker. Is the count. De La Rosa steps in, and Polanco will watch this fastball catch 92 miles per hour as well as the zone for strike number one. On deck, it's Benjamin Bailey. Might have a shot here in the ninth as a 2-1 pitch to Polanco is swung on and foul tipped as it rolls towards the backstop for strike number two. And now Polanco and the Cannonballers are down to the last strike. Two balls with two strikes with two outs as number two of Salem steps in, and Polanco pops it up down the left field side and into the seats it goes as it bounces its way around, probably into a kid's glove, as we will see another 2-2 pitch come the way from De La Rosa. Here's the step and the delivery, and Polanco will watch the fastball miss just upstairs and away for ball number three. So the count's full for Polanco. And De La Rosa back on the rubber. 0-3 on the day, and now a line drive out towards right field, and Lopez will let it drop in front of his body for a two-out single. So Kannapolis is not done just yet, as Samuel Polanco records his first base hit of the day to keep the order flowing for Kannapolis. Benjamin Bailey is 1-3 today. He singled his last time up in the seventh with an infield hit as he takes the first pitch for a called strike one on the outside corner. Looking back on that hit in the seventh, it was a slow roller. That was a tough play for De La Rosa and Blaze Jordan. It went into the glove of the third baseman. His throw was just a little bit too late as Bailey fouls off the second pitch of the at-bat to go down 0-2. So Polanco was able to fight off an at-bat that went to two strikes. Now Bailey is in the similar position. Down 0-2 in the count. The fans starting to get into it here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Clapping has begun as the Red Sox encouraging Luis De La Rosa, who steps in and the pitch goes low and away for ball number one. Good block from Diaz behind the dish. Keeps it in front of him. and holds the runner Polanco at first. The Salem Red Sox are able to hold on to this win as well. We'll make it to double figures for wins on the second half as Bailey check swing on a 1-2 pitch, but did not go as it went low and away for ball number two. Salem currently 9-9 in the second half of the season, looking to try to transcend back above 500 and hopes of making it to the postseason here in 2022. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from De La Rosa, and the pitch is low for ball number three. No appeal down to Elia Melton as Bailey began his swing, but held back from really committing. So the count is full as the runner goes. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and he got him with strike number three. And Luis De La Rosa punches out Benjamin Bailey for out number three. Out number 27, it's a Salem Red Sox shutout as they defeat the Kannapolis Cannonballers 5-0 on this Friday night. They have won three of the first four games against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and they did it once again with their pitching today. They've allowed 11 runs against Kannapolis in that 11-2 game on Wednesday, but outside of that, in the three other contests, they have only given up four runs in those contests. That just goes to show when the pitching is going right for this team, then you're going to have some success for the Salem Red Sox side. With this win, they improved to 45-40 on the season and improved to 10-9 in the second half of the year, while the Kannapolis Cannonballers dropped to 38-47 and they dropped to a 12-7 mark in the second half of the season. Well, the Salem Red Sox are now in a position to take the series with a win tomorrow. With the game time being at 6.05 p.m., these two sides will face off once again at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 5 of 6 in the series. And the fans sticking around here at Salem ready to enjoy the fireworks show. Haven't had one here at Salem for a few weeks' time, and it's also just a little sweeter as well as the Red Sox are able to win today's game by the score of 5-0. So Red Sox continue to look good. And we will step aside here for MILB.TV. We'll come back after the fireworks show, give you a highlights and a recap of today's action between the Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A 5-0 win for the Salem Red Sox. This has been Andy Losey. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday night. We hope you're able to stick with us for the postgame show after the fireworks. But if not, then we will see you on Saturday night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox try to go for the series victory. So one last time, a 5-0 win for the Salem Red Sox as they take down the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Have a wonderful Friday night. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the fireworks show is going on here. Let's get you these highlights. First run of the game, scored on a pass ball. As in the at-bat of Jonathan Diaz, Tyler Miller able to break open the contest. And later on in the at-bat for Keir Meredith, Carson Simas gaining in on the fun as well as he scores to make it a 2-0 ball game. And then later on in the frame, a stolen base attempt is able to work out for Brainerd Bonassi. He's able to slide in safe with this 2-0 lead. And then Logan Glass, the right fielder for Kannapolis, caught in some trouble as he is caught into a pickle, which ends the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And later on, it's Edison Paulino, a hot shot to shortstop, but Sanchez makes a web gem play and a throw back to first in time. Luis De La Rosa out of the bullpen for Salem, looking sharp as ever. There's a strikeout right there, and then on DJ Gladney, he gets in the swing and miss to put an end to the inning. Great pitching there, but then the offense came alive in the bottom of the eighth as Blaze Jordan's hot shot out to center field banged off the wall, stayed in the ballpark, but loaded up the bases, which created opportunities like this as Tyler Miller pops it up towards left field and a sacrifice tie-up as Brainerd Bonassi is able to score from third, giving the Red Sox that 3-0 edge. And then later on, it's Eduardo Lopez who shoots it up towards left field. And a tag-up attempt made for Marcelo Meyer is able to be successful as the throw does not come in as well. 4-0 is the score. Then Carson Simas swings and misses, but the ball gets away from Colby Smelly, and the throwback to first, not in time, and Blaze Jordan comes all the way around second to score. And then Luis De La Rosa punches out the batter of Benjamin Bailey to get the job done. Look how amped he is, and the Salem Red Sox celebrating with their 5-0 win over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And that will do here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Fireworks light up the sky on this Friday night, but the Red Sox go back-to-back wins over the Kannapolis Cannonballers and now take a 3-1 series lead on the week and now have a 10-9 record on the second half of the season. The Salem Red Sox and Kannapolis Cannonballers will be back in action at 6:05 p.m. on Saturday night right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. If you can't make it out for Christmas and July night, then you know where to find us right here on MILB.TV with this competitive series continues on into the weekend portion. My name is Andy Losey. We all hope you have a wonderful Friday night, a great start to your weekend, and hopefully you're able to join us on Saturday night as the Salem Red Sox and Kannapolis Cannonballers will face off again at 6:05 p.m. Have a wonderful night, everybody. The Salem Red Sox are victorious 5-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers.